Philip Saint-Pierre for these urgent care today's date is 03-04-2026, dictation is 4. Ms. Tamika Brown. Brown spells B-R-O-W-N. Tamika spells T-A-M-I-K-A. Date of birth is 01-28-1973. This is a a 53-year-old female. Here with pain to her left flank, left calf, and right knee, period. Patient denies trauma. Says she has a long history of medial meniscal tear of her right knee. Was seen in the past at MRI, which confirmed tear, and she was referred to an orthopedics who recommended repair, and she declined, but said it seems like her knee is getting worse now, period. She described pain as sharp, rated pain as 8/10, worse with weight bearing and climbing up and down stairs, period. She says sometimes she can feel like a giving and a clicking, especially when she stands up for a long time, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports left calf pain. She said that comes and goes, but it's uncomfortable at the moment. She rated that as approximately 5/10. Increase with walking or flexion, dorsiflexion of her foot, period. Next line, she also reports left flank pain, which she described as sharp, stabbing-like, non-radiating. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 113/74. Pulse 68. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.5, period. Next paragraph. Right knee. No effusion, no edema. There's grating with range of motion. Negative valgus. There seem to be a positive MacMurray. And negative Lachman, period. Neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, flank. She has tenderness in the region of her left flank. Abdomen is normal, non-distended. No rigidity, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Left calf, she has tenderness, the palpation in the distal one-third of her calf. No edema, no erythema, no venous cord, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right nephrolithiasis. Assessment number two is left renal cyst, approximately 2.6 centimeter. Number three is hematuria. Number four is left flank pain. Number five is acute left calf pain. Number six is acute right knee pain, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Trigger point injection to the right knee. Site was identified, site of maximum pain was identified, marked with skin marker. Next line, site was prepped using alcohol and betadine. Next line, patient had a discussion about the procedure. She was explaining the complications of the procedure, which include failure of the medication to work. Next line, recurrence. Next line, infection. Next line, bleeding, among many other complications. She says she understand and give me verbal consent to proceed, period. 3 milliliters of lidocaine mixed with 80 milligrams of solumedrol was mixed in a single syringe. The site that was identified as maximum pain was injected with this mixture. Prior to administering medication, I aspirated. There's no blood in return. Next line. Medication was injected slowly in the general area of her knee, anterior surface. Next line. There were no complications. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next line. Site was then clean again. Band-aid was placed over the injection site, period. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. She requests refill of estradiol, 1 milligram. She would give 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams. She would take 1 PO daily for 21 days. Number 21, next medication, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for pain. Number 90, next medication, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, she was educated on a range of motion exercises and knee exercises that will help her meniscus. Next paragraph. Patient was given a consult to a urologist. As ultrasound revealed a 2.6 centimeter left renal cyst and multiple stones in the right kidney, period. Ultrasound of a cop does not reveal any DVT or plaque deposit, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.